Right, so it's going to be a relatively quiet start to the day today. We're expecting temperatures to be even warmer than they were yesterday. Today will be the last day in the very warm pattern that we've been in pretty recently. As I mentioned, though, we'll be quiet to start, although we're tracking an area of showers and embedded thunderstorms that's off to our west right now. It's just starting to get across the far western end of the Niagara Peninsula on the western end of Lake Erie. That'll make its way into our area here today. We are expecting these showers and storms to strengthen as they get into our area. So we are looking at a low-end severe potential for parts of western New York. The southern tier and portions of western New York south of I-90 are at a slight risk. That's a level 2 out of 5 for severe weather today, with most of the rest of western New York being at a marginal risk. That's a level 1 out of 5 for severe weather today.
Okay, and when do you expect that severe weather to hit? Do you expect it to hit in the afternoon time, like, you know, around like lunchtime? When exactly could they expect that?
Right, so it's going to depend on where exactly you are in western New York. Places that are further west are going to see the earlier time frame of that severe weather today. So we're expecting that to be generally between 2 and 8 p.m. Tonight for western New York is when the highest severe weather threat is going to be for our area.
All right, and what about heading into tonight? Is it going to calm down after that 8 p.m. hour?
Sure. After the initial line of showers and thunderstorms move through the area, the severe threat should quickly diminish from west to east behind that primary line of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, we are going to be looking at secondary batches of showers moving in. Really, one of the big stories, though, is how much the temperature is going to drop, though. What's driving these showers and thunderstorms is a very strong cold front. And once that begins to move through tonight, we'll be reaching high temperatures this afternoon in the mid to upper 70s across western New York. But by tonight, by Sunday morning, we'll be looking at temperatures down into the 30s. So it's going to be a very big pattern change behind this cold front. That cold air is going to linger with us for a few days. We won't be around forever. But we're looking at a couple of very cold days. And some of those showers, actually, by the end of the night, could even taper off as some light, wet snow.
Oh, wow. For tomorrow, since we have that game one of the NHL playoffs back in Buffalo, what can people expect for tomorrow's weather for that first game?
Well, we're certainly hoping that people did not decide to put away their winter coats. By tomorrow evening across all of western New York, we're going to be seeing temperatures tumbling down again through the 30s. By tomorrow night, we're going to be seeing low temperatures actually in the upper 20s across the entire area, and the hilltop south of Buffalo will be even colder, down in the low 20s. There will be a little bit of wind with that as well. The winds will diminish a little bit Sunday night, but there will be a little bit of a breeze there just to add a little bit of extra edge to that cold weather. We will also be looking at some showers crossing the area through the day Sunday and into Sunday night, on and off showers that could fall as some light, wet snow, but mainly across the hilltop south of Buffalo. We're expecting those would be mainly rain across the metro area and areas further north.